credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Hour number two here, and it's just you, me, and RBN. For this next hour, I want to talk about a couple of things going on. As you know, not too long ago, the United States Supreme Court ruled in a lawsuit that originated within Washington, D.C., that the Second Amendment of the Constitution grants an individual right to keep and bear arms. And this is very important, and the precedent for this is that every other right in the Bill of Rights is considered to be an individual right, the right to freedom of speech, freedom of association, to peacefully assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievances, to be secure in our persons against unreasonable search and seizure. All of these are rights of the individual. It is not a collective. The people seeking to undermine the Bill of Rights, to disarm the American people, to make us helpless so that we will have to do what the tyrant says, have always taken the position that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is a collective right assigned only to the designated armies of the government. Now, of course, this is absolutely ridiculous, because if you look at the history of the time, Thomas Jefferson said that the reason for the people to be armed was to stand against the armies of the government. And at the time the Second Amendment was being written, the federal government did not have a standing army, was not allowed to have a standing army during time of peace. They were forbidden to have it. The arms were reserved to the people, and the Supreme Court ruled that. Well, now, apparently, in their desperate attempt to disarm the people and make us all helpless before the tyrant, there is a counter lawsuit which is going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has already said they will hear it, to try and reverse that decision. And already Attorney General Eric Holder has come out and saying that the Second Amendment does not give you as an individual the right to own a gun, because you might do something terrible with it. Sort of like what our ancestors did to George III. Now, there are some online polls out there, and I did link to one of them from whatreallyhappened.com, and right now 97% of the respondents are saying, yes, the Second Amendment gives an individual right to American citizens to keep and bear firearms. The gun grabbers are coming back. They really are. I'm expecting there to be another staged school shooting or blow up an orphanage or something like that, where they can say, well, we've got to take guns away from those gosh darn American people, because, you know, they're not responsible. And, you know, they might actually start shooting at the tax collectors and the foreclosure people. And they might do what those people in Iceland did and actually kick out the government. We can't have that. Yeah, we can. It's in the Declaration of Independence. It is the right of the people to alter or abolish government that is destructive of the general welfare. Now, it's an interesting thing about rights. A government cannot grant you a right. It can only recognize it. What the Bill of Rights does, the Bill of Rights does not give you the right to keep and bear arms. The Bill of Rights says that the government recognizes you have a right to keep and bear arms. And a right may not be revoked under any circumstances. And an attempt by the government to revoke a right is grounds for a revolution, which is what happened back in 1776. Privileges from a master to a particularly well-behaved slave can be revoked at will, which is what they're trying to do now with the Second Amendment. Now, I am not advocating an armed revolution. I don't think one is necessary. I am still convinced that the U.S. government is going to collapse pretty much the way the USSR did. And we've got to start planning what we want to have replace it, you know, after that happens. But I do believe firearm ownership is a natural right of all citizens. I believe in teaching gun safety to children. And everybody should learn how to use firearms to hold abusive government in check. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a caller on the line, Ray in Michigan. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments, and I love your show. I think you do a great job, and I think you're right on point. But the Constitution, truthfully, doesn't give us any rights. The Constitution only enumerates the rights which the people are supposed to possess and the government is supposed to protect.
That's what I said. It only recognizes the rights. It doesn't grant them.
Right, correct.
Okay.
And the other one is, in regards to this global warming, I mean, everything that's spewed out of the global warming people's mouths is the opposite of the truth. Now, maybe what the real objective here is to conceal the fact that the Earth is getting cooler.
Why would they bother doing that?
I think it could bring about the same result. Only it would be a clandestine move. Well, the result, it would be, if the Earth were continually cooling and we had the prospect of extended long winters, it would change our growing seasons, our food supplies, our ability to fish the waters, you know. So
I mean, I don't see the objective. I understand.
Hang on.
I understand when they say the Earth is getting warmer because of carbon dioxide and we need to tax you and control your carbon dioxide. That's the objective for global control. But concealing from us the fact that the Earth is actually getting cooler, I mean, they didn't start doing that until it became obvious that their predictions for global warming weren't panning out. And that's when we got into this Hadley CRU where they were talking about hiding the decline and everything. But intentionally, you know, telling us the world was getting warmer when they knew it was getting cooler, what's to be gained by that? I don't see a real purpose behind that. Why not say the world is getting cooler, and instead of calling for a carbon dioxide tax, let's call for a tax to somehow deal with the fact that the world is getting cooler? That would make a lot more sense. I think they bet wrong. I mean, back in the 1970s, they were talking about an ice age. Science, you know, lives by screaming crisis, and so do politicians. So I don't see an objective. I don't think they intended to conceal that the world was getting colder until they had already invested themselves in the global warming and carbon tax, and they didn't want to change gears. They didn't want to admit they were wrong is basically what it comes down to.
I guess my point really is that it's just another method of their deception, and they're going to wait until the time is, on their side to be able to utilize it because of the ignorance of the people. It's just the way things.
I don't think the people are ignorant. I mean, they wouldn't be scrambling as hard as they are right now with the New York Times, Time Magazine, Democracy Now are all out there trying to scream that global warming brings cooling. I mean, it's like the George Orwell's 1984. Freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, war is peace, warming is cooling. People aren't going to buy that anymore. All right, Ray, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, we're going to let you go here because I got to get back onto some other things right now. All right, I want to talk a little bit about this article that just came in. Somebody just emailed it to me. It's on my iPhone, so I'm going to squint at this a little bit. It says, okay, ministers' wives are saying that white women ought to stay away from black men. No, I'm sorry, I misread that. It's rabbis' wives are saying that Israeli women should stay away from Arab men. And, of course, I presented it that first way because we're seeing this incredible nationalist, Nazi, if you will, racist policy emerging in Israel, which if we saw it here in the United States, we would condemn it. When we saw it in Nazi Germany, we condemned it. And yet, when we see the same exact racism on display in Israel, we're supposed to turn a blind eye and say, well, it's okay for them to do it. You know, the Holocaust justifies everything. Israel can go on being racist and stealing people's land. They deserve it. Those poor Israelis. The Nazis were so mean to them. So, of course, they're allowed to just, you know, go on stealing other people's lands and spying on them and, you know, looting their countries for money as much as possible because, after all, they deserve it. They've suffered so much throughout history. As a little side note, apparently over in Iran, they caught another Mossad agent. They hung him. Ooh, good. We should be doing that to Jonathan Pollard. We should have done it to those Mossad agents that they arrested on 9/11. Should have arrested them as spies, hung them, and then we wouldn't have a spy problem with Israel in this country to this very day. Okay, moving right along here. Now, interestingly enough, up in Seattle, there was a controversy where a private group wanted to post a placard ad on the side of the buses basically saying Israeli war crimes are paid for with American tax dollars, which is absolutely 100% true. It's absolutely true. Now, of course, Israel's minions in this country had an absolute conniption fit. You can't do that. That's anti-Semitism. Blah, 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 blah. And they mounted a counter ad where they were going to put placards on buses saying Palestinian war crimes are paid for with U.S. tax dollars, which is absolutely unsupported. And it got to be this huge, huge stink. And finally, the bus company said, all right, nobody's ads get run because we don't want all the trouble and whatever from ADL and the rest of it. Well, that has blown up in their face because now there's a major protest in Seattle against the bus company for knuckling under to Israel's shills. And this idea, you know, this caving into Israel constantly is starting to be seen by the public as a very negative thing. You're either going to stand up for American values or you're going to stand up for Israeli values. You cannot do both because the two are 180 degrees out of sync, as this situation with the rabbis screaming about the Arabs proves. And I think more and more businesses, I mean, the boycott is really having an effect. And American businesses are beginning to understand that if they are sympathetic to Israel, they risk losing business. And in the current economy, that is not an idle threat. Now, meanwhile, over in Israel, very interesting story. Jewish protesters, not Arabs, not Muslims, Jewish Israeli protesters are being beaten by the Israeli police. Jewish Israeli protesters of good moral conscience who are saying the time has come to stop all of this killing and murder in Gaza and the West Bank and the stealing of land and the bulldozing of homes are being beaten up by the Jewish police. And I hit this for a very specific point. Israel justifies its existence, in part, on the claim that there needs to be some place on planet Earth where the Jewish people can be safe from oppression. That was the justification for allowing Israel to come in and steal Palestine from the Palestinians, because the Jewish people needed a homeland where they would be safe from oppression. Obviously, that theory is shot. It's as dead as global warming. When the government of Israel is beating up its own people for saying maybe it's time for a change of policy. Maybe it's time to apologize for the attack on the aid flotilla. Netanyahu is screaming, no, we're not going to do that. We never admit that we're wrong. No matter how wrong we are, we will never admit it. And so the Israeli police are now beating up Israeli Jews for speaking out, for saying, we're going in a wrong direction. You're worried about the legitimacy of Israel? Stop acting illegitimate. Draw some borders, write a constitution, become a modern civilized nation. The people of Israel want things to change, and the government of Israel is beating them up. Now, interesting little story about this guy, Waleed Shobat. He's making the rounds. He's all over. He's another fraud. Let's just give you the headline right now. And there's this story, this headline, counter-terror expert tells cops kill militant Muslims, including children. Now, this guy's going around claiming to be a former PLO terrorist, but he's reformed. He has seen the error of his ways. And now he goes all over the world, all over the United States. He's got websites and book deals and all this stuff about how terrible the Muslim terrorists are. And he's another fraud. He's like Adam Perlman, Yusuf Kitab, Joseph Cohen, the name. The guy, it turns out, his claim to have participated in a terrorist bombing in the Bank Leumia in Bethlehem turns out to be a fake. His family says, no, he wasn't involved in anything like that. And the city government says there's no record of a bombing taking place when this guy says it happened. He's another fake. He's been hired to go out there and say, I'm a reformed terrorist, and we're really bad, and you should go along with killing us. And he's out there saying that Muslim children should be gunned down automatically because they're potential terrorists. Gee, where have we heard that before? Certainly not from Palestinians. He's another fake. He's another fraud. It's the mendocracy. You need to learn that word. We live under a government that lies about everything to trick us into doing whatever they want. That's why they're so afraid of the internet and the blogosphere and the alternative media. That ability to, I don't know where that sound effect came from, the ability to trick the people into going in a certain direction. They don't have that anymore. They really thought they were going to convince us all to pay a carbon tax on top of this record tax increase that is coming January 1. They thought they were going to convince us to pay even more for a carbon offset tax by telling us the world is getting warmer. They really believed it, and now they're dealing with the reality that the people of the world are coming to understand the extent to which government and the media and academia and all these agencies are willing to lie to continue grabbing money from our pocket and put into their pocket. It's all about the funding. Yes, I promise I'll go on talking about human-caused global warming if you will fulfill my foundation grant for another $250,000 this year. It's all about the money. We call it the golden rule of science. Whoever's handing out the gold gets to set the science. You know, in that wonderful little video about... got to take a break. I'll come right back to that story right now.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're reprising the topic of global warming, and I wanted to relate this interesting story because we're talking about the golden rule of science. Whoever's handing out the gold gets to pick the science. And somebody in the chat room said, well, professional scientists don't act like that. Yeah, they do. That's how they get to be professional. And the scientists who won't do as they're told by the people handing out the money don't get the grants, and they wind up doing something else for a living. It's one of the reasons I don't work for NASA anymore. So here's the deal. In this wonderful documentary called The Great Global Warming Swindle, or Scam, and it's this wonderful little production that should be required viewing in all the schools right now. And they have this interesting story where this guy is talking about how the money's handed out. And he says the funding is what determines the science. And he says, if I'm a small mammal biologist and I do a grant that says I want to study how squirrels collect nuts for the winter, I will not get any money for that. It's not interesting. No sizzle. Newspaper's not going to cover that. But if I rewrite the grant to say, I want to study how squirrels gather nuts for winter as impacted by global warming, the money will fall from heaven. The newspapers will be knocking on the door for my commentary. That's where the agenda is being driven from. Now, I was trying to put together a foundation grant. I wanted to study the impact of global warming on bikini sizes, but my wife said no. given the winter that we're going into right now, maybe I'll rewrite that and say maybe it's time to actually do a research project on just how cold is a witch's breast, given that they got to be pretty cold this winter. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. But it is. It's the money drives the science. And we've all seen where TV commercials where they'll claim scientists said this and scientists said that. Scientists will say, you know, I hate to be this way. Scientists will say whatever you pay them to say. They really, really will. It's driven by the money. That's why we have scientific method. Scientific method, the existence of scientific method is an admission that we admit up front. Individual scientists are just human beings. They are not morally superior. They are not icons of honesty and accuracy. They are human beings. They're carbon-based life forms. They are just as susceptible to influence as politicians, as clergy, as anybody else. Money, sex, fame, bribery, drugs, whatever. The value of science is in the scientific method and reproducibility. So when a scientist comes out and says, when you take this data and you do this operation, you get this result, that's scientific method. When other scientists can take that and take the same data, do the same process, and get the same result, that's reproducibility. And that is when you know what they're talking about is actually real. When you have a scientist that says, the Earth is getting warmer, and I can't show you the raw data, and I can't let you see the statistical manipulations I did to get my result, that's not science anymore. That's politics wearing a white lab coat. And that's what we got from IPCC and Hadley CRU and Penn State. Remember when Hadley CRU said, oh, well, we threw out the raw data. You don't need that. Just read our little fancy, very expensively published book. That's not science. That's propaganda. Politicians use scientists for propaganda purposes, and they've been doing it for a very long time. It's no surprise there. So you need to remember that science does not rest in scientists. It rests in scientific method. And by the way, the beauty of scientific method is you can all do it. You can all be your own scientists. And look throughout history at the great scientific breakthroughs that were done by individuals just kind of out operating on their own. Theory of relativity, for one. Science is not something that is reserved to government agencies and vast universities. Science is something we all learn or can learn if our schools would still teach it. The reason they don't is because they want you to simply believe that if a guy in a white lab coat says up is down, red is green, and black is white, that you'll believe them automatically because that's the latest little puppet that the mendocracy puts in front of you to convince you that you need to pay a carbon tax or you need to use these mercury-filled, you know, eco-friendly light bulbs, which are actually highly toxic to pregnant women. It's all about controlling you. It's all about letting your beliefs enslave you. Well, don't do that. Individual scientists are corrupt. Scientific method is what allows you to find truth. Please learn and understand scientific method. And don't let somebody who claims to be a scientist convince you of anything. Because if he can't let you reproduce his experiment or his analysis and get the same results, then it isn't science. He's being paid to sell you something. And believe me, white laboratory coats are very easy to buy and wear. Doesn't mean a thing. It's like a priest's robe. I put on the robes of a priest and I am above reproach, even when I'm caught diddling the little kids in the choir loft. If I put on a white lab coat, oh, he's a scientist. He's got to be telling us the truth. No. Whether it's a politician's suit or a priest's robes or a white lab coat, it's just wearable respect and self-esteem, and it doesn't mean anything because the person inside that lab coat or that suit or that priest's robe is just another easily corruptible human being. And you need to be your own best authority and analyst. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to the phones. Mike in Mexico. Buenos dias, Mike. What's going on down there?
How you doing, Mike? Aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui Nui. What's going on down there in Mexico?
Well, you know, it was Mike in Michigan for the longest time, and now I told you I was moving down here, and here I am.
Well, good. Congratulations there. How's the tequila tasting?
I'll tell you, I wish I would have found this stuff 20 years ago, Mike. It goes down smoother than whiskey and gives you just as much of a kick.
Oh, well, my God. I must have the really bad stuff up here because I'm still a Scotch fan. Anyway,
Mike, I got three quick stories for you that are a little different. First of all, I'm eating better here than I did back in the States. I feel like a king out here.
That's not
hard. Having authentic tacos, and I think I had five authentic tacos for 30 pesos. Comes out to be about $1.75, $2.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first thing I noticed coming down here. The other thing is, my first night out here, I got sick because the altitude is a little different, and I have asthma.
Uh-oh.
And you won't believe it. I made a quick call to the Red Cross, the local Red Cross. A doctor came to my house, picked me up, checked me out, brought me back to their Red Cross area. This is a volunteer, you know, facility. When 2 hours later, I was examined, I was medicated, and I was given a prescription, and the whole shebang cost me 150 pesos,
wow,
which is about $11.
Jesus. Well, you know, that's why the U.S. is now trying to block medical tourism to Mexico and Canada, because, you know, gosh darn, Americans, you know, they can't get healthy for that little money. I mean, what will all those big medical corporations in the U.S. do if they can't gouge us all and plunge us hopelessly into debt if we get a sniffle or an allergy or anything like that? You know what you were saying about eating healthy down there, and I'll let you finish your third story in just a minute here, but you reminded me over this last Christmas, I'm a big eggnog fan from when my childhood, and I went to the store before Christmas, and I wanted to get some eggnog, and I looked at all the cartons, and it was light, 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 and I found one that was not light whatever, and I looked at the back, and it's just all these chemicals. I'm sorry, eggnog is milk and cream and vanilla and egg, and that's basically it, and this stuff had all these ethyl glycol in there, and I said, okay. And it really is that way. There is no food left in the American food markets. It's all these chemicals. And now the government is like trying to ban organic farming. They're changing the rules now. Apparently this new, Monsanto sweetener, what are they calling it? Neotame. It's aspartame with yet another bizarre toxic molecule attached to it. And they're now saying it's okay to use it in so-called organic food. It's not organic. It's a chemical process plant. But they're saying, well, we're going to consider this organic and you can put it in there. And if it's below a certain level, you don't even have to tell people that it's there. I mean, this is completely absurd. I want real food in my food. I'm really sick of all this chemical stuff that they're feeding us. And then they wonder why we're so sick and we're all putting on weight. And it was funny. I was watching Top Gear, which is this BBC show on car racing. And there's an American clone of it that is really not worth the time. But if you get BBC America, Top Gear is a fun show to watch, even if you're not a car fan. And they had Stephen Fry on there, who was the guy who played the TV comedian in the movie V for Vendetta. And he was saying when he came to America, he just started putting on all this weight and everything. And he says it's the chemicals in the food. You know,
yeah,
we've got
that leads me to my second point nicely, Mike, is that I had a Coca-Cola Classic out here. And it tasted different, better. And I asked my friend, you know, what is different about this? And he said, read the label. And I read it, and in, where it usually says fructose corn syrup, it said sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of many different products that I've had out here that it's like the old stuff, the way they used to make it.
That's
right.
And I
don't know if it's I'm not sure if it's a government regulation kind of thing or if they're just a little slower out here and they haven't jacked up their populations with these chemicals yet, but I'll tell you, it really tastes better out here. And to go down the street and to see all these people in their wagons, and they've got their fresh strawberries and cranberries, it really, really was a breath of fresh air. And the final point I wanted to bring up to you is, you know, I was out looking at the local markets, and I had parked behind this other car. And out here, it's okay just to drive with your passport. And no, 2 minutes later, I come out, and there's Mexican police writing me up a ticket. And I went up to them, and I was trying to converse. And I mean, I haven't learned Spanish yet. And, you know, he was laughing at how bad my Spanish was. And he was halfway through this ticket, but after he saw the desperate nature in my eyes, you know, he was a nice guy, patted me on the head. He said, you can't, you know, tried to articulate, you can't park here. And he let me go on my way. And I remember the last time I got pulled over in Michigan was quite a different scenario, you know, with quite a different attitude. And it's just a tremendous difference out here. And I told my family I'd be out here for a few months to check it out. But frankly, you know, I'm having a hard time finding reasons to move back.
You know, I'm
Well, I was going to mention the thing about global warming.
Yeah.
Some of the people that have lived here for a while have flat out told me that it's gotten the weather has gotten less. You know, it's you know, right now it's 80 degrees outside. But
yeah.
They're used to it being around 95 around this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at night it gets down to, you know, the low 40s, and which is really, it shocked a lot of people, even some of the Americans that I came down here with, you know, to go from 80 to 40. But it's certainly, when you talk about global warming, even the people here, you know, even with their limited education, you know, they smile and it's counterintuitive to what they've become used to.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing here. I mean, even here in Hawaii, it's much cooler and wetter and stormier than it has been in the past. I mean, I've seen more lightning here on Oahu in the last 2 weeks than in the preceding 10 years, and that just tells you right there, there's a lot more ice in the upper atmosphere. than what's going on. As far as the way you're being treated and what you're finding, I'm very lucky in that I've had a chance to basically travel and experience other countries. And yeah, it is much nicer and better there than it is here in the United States. What's amazing about the fructose, and I can't have it. I can't have high fructose corn syrup. It'll make me sick. It triggers a hypoglycemic reaction in a segment of the population. Wow. But it's very popular with the food manufacturers because it's cheap, it stores well, it doesn't start clumping up in the trucks, and they really like it. Briefly, the Pepsi Corporation started putting out a version of their Pepsi soft drink with real sugar instead of fructose, and it was very popular. People were buying it. I was buying it by the case over at Sam's, and then all of a sudden it was gone. And I called the local Pepsi distributor, and I said, why aren't you doing that anymore? And he says, oh, the fructose people are saying if we sell the sugar, it's undermining their marketability, and they got money, and they threatened to sue, and so forth and so on. But, we're living in the Soylent Nation here. Everything that we get from the market, there's hardly any real food left in it. Now we've got this Food Safety Act that's going after the organic and natural farmers in order to protect the profitability of all these chemical companies. You know, menu by Dow Chemical is really where we are right now.
I tell you, you'd love it out here, Mike. You walk down the street, you got 7-year-old
I think I
women
would.
With fresh chicken, right? I mean, it's sitting there basting right in front of you. There's no nothing. You got these the fresh produce, and I can't imagine. You said you're allergic to fructose. It's in everything now, even in graham crackers.
Oh yeah, it's even in the ketchup packets. I was amazed at that. The Heinz ketchup, they've got high fructose corn syrup in that. I have to be very, very careful. I'm not allergic to it, but if I have too much of it, I get an insulin reaction. And I mean, I actually thought I was diabetic. I was on the verge of going to the doctor and saying, okay, I'm yours. And then I realized it was the high fructose corn syrup, which is not what your body is supposed to be eating. And, and I've lived my whole life. I used to guzzle the diet sodas, and I didn't realize that's what was making me heavy. The aspartame, the MSG especially. I'm glad I'm off of that stuff now. That used to give me migraine headaches. It took me a long time to realize all of my medical problems went back to all these chemicals. And the same thing with my wife and the formaldehyde precursors and her joint pain. There's nothing wrong with us. We're being poisoned by the American food and pharmaceutical and cosmetic industry.
Well, look, Mike, we got our internet connection up and running, so we'll be watching your show every day. I just wanted to know, in the last few days, I haven't been keeping up, did Julian Assange move to Israel yet?
Not yet, and frankly, who cares? He got his book deal, and that's rather interesting. We're hearing that since he landed this huge book deal, that people are calling up WikiLeaks and demanding their donations back.
Well, thanks for
I want
show,
my
Mike.
$5.
Soon.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. Switch to Clayton in Texas. Aloha, Clayton. What's going on down there?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, hopefully Mike's still listening. If he could call back in and maybe just give the region where he's at down there in Mexico. It sounds wonderful. I'm thinking about going down there myself and maybe getting the heck out of here, too. So if you wouldn't mind sharing, I'd be interested to hear.
It occurs to me that all these horror stories we're hearing about the drug wars down in Mexico, maybe to discourage Americans from leaving the country, heading south, because they did that back when following the Louisiana Purchase and all the American East Coast industrialists were terrified of losing their workers to go out west and get their own homes and everything, and they filled the media with all these horror stories of Indian attacks and bushwhackers and all the dime novels about what a terrible, terrible place the Wild West was, and people finally got out there, and it was quiet and peaceful, and they had, their own homes and their own land and everything. And all of a sudden, I'm beginning to, after hearing these stories, and this is not the first one I've got, and yes, there's drug criminals down in Mexico, just like there's drug criminals here in the United States of America, but if you're staying away from the drug criminals, it sounds like it's really wonderful. And certainly the medical care is a lot less expensive. And I'm almost wondering if all these horror stories about drug war and beheading and all the rest of it is a propaganda campaign to keep Americans from leaving America and going to greener pastures.
Well, yeah, everything else is a lie. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all. I had the privilege of living down there 10 years ago outside of Guadalajara. And what he was describing with the markets and the fresh food, and I mean that they kill your chicken right there. I mean, you talk about fresh, you don't get it any fresher than that. And I had a wonderful experience, people and everything else. And you know, it's not utopia, but you don't have cameras all over the place and people listening mm-hmm. to your phone calls and checking your emails and et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, but no, I was just wanting to call too about, of course, speaking of government tyranny, we have two more days to buy 100 watt incandescent bulbs if you're, mm-hmm. Starting next the next year, that the stores can only sell whatever stock they have on hand and what they have in their warehouses, and then once they're gone, that's it. So I actually went with my girlfriend this morning. We went to the local Home Depot and we bought every one they had. I know you've mentioned gold and silver on your as good investments to have. I guess if someone's a bit more speculative, 100 watt light bulbs in 5 or 6 years might be a nice little deal. So
it'll be a novelty like kerosene lanterns and so forth. And I wouldn't put too much hopes in there being a tungsten light bulb bubble. There is no question. First of all, these compact fluorescent light bulbs, they do not last as long as they are claimed. They said, put them in. Yes, they're expensive, but you buy one and you'll have it there for 5 or 6 years. No, you don't. The ones I've been getting out here from Home Depot and City Mill, I'm lucky if they last 3 months. And then they start flickering. And of course, if you drop and break one, you've got mercury vapor all over the place. You've got an alpha radioactive nuclear source floating around there. They're highly toxic. Now, the good news is I'm expecting in another year that light-emitting diode bulbs will start to rival household bulbs in brightness, and then the CFCs will go away, and the LEDs really are safe. And, I'm starting to see some really bright LED lights come along here. So I think that really is the wave of the future.
And I hope that does pan out. I personally, as far as for reading, the red and the oranges and the yellows of an incandescent bulb, for me are just a very pleasurable light source. So we just went down and just bought enough to last, probably my natural life and hers as well. So, we'll see what happens. But, I just think it's ironic, or not ironic, just that even if I was generating my own power and, that I can't go buy the type of bulb that I want, which I think is, again, just showing that even your own power generation to power your own light bulbs is considered the property of the state and not yours, just like the rainwater falling on your roof mm-hmm. is the property of the state, just like whatever. So, again, people try to tell me, you have to build as many power plants, you don't have to do this, and it's going to save all this and everything. Well, I don't have the choice if I want to pay more, if I want to generate my own power. It's just, no, you can't have it. So.
Yeah, you must make do with less because the bankers must have more. And that's, right now, 1 in 3 U.S. families are considered low income mm-hmm. right now. That's how far we have fallen. We used to have the highest standard of living in the world. Now, 1 in 3 U.S. families are considered low income. That's how far down we've been crushed. And they're going to crush us down further.
Yes.
Because the globalists, before the globalists can drop the national borders, we must all be living in the same degree of induced impoverishment and squalor. Then they can drop the borders, and we won't want to run over to a better place to live, like Mexico or Canada, because mm-hmm. It's all going to be equally crap.
Exactly.
And that's the plan.
And unfortunately, the 60-watt bulbs are set to go out the year after next, and they're going to take the mm-hmm. 40s, and then that's it. So. I hope your prognostication about the LED lights does come true, and I hope that they're much better than these piece of crud CFLs that we have, because I've had the same experience. I bought 4 or 5 of them. All of them have burnt out. They all flicker. They take some 5-6 minutes to heat up or to come on to the full effect.
And there's there are also sources of radio frequency, electromagnetic smog. But I think the LED lights are going to solve everybody's problem. They're going to be high efficiency. Go, call the Olson Company out in Hollywood, get a roll of Bastard Amber Gel, wrap it around your LED, and then you'll have your tungsten light color spectrum for you again.
Excellent. Got to let you go, Clayton.
All right, got to let you go. We're out of time here. We're coming up to the final break, and I do want to cover a couple of other stories here. As I mentioned, they're now saying that 1 out of 3 American families are now considered low income. That's how far down you've been crushed. This is a program of deliberate wealth confiscation. They're taking from you to give to the bankers, and they're telling you've got to live more frugal lives. You've got to have smaller light bulbs and smaller cars and smaller homes. It's good for the earth to stop global warming, which is nonsense. The real agenda is making you make do with less so the rich can have more. That's what it is. It's wealth confiscation by hook or by crook. The ruling powers of the world are just tired of all these uppity people who think they should have a decent and comfortable standard of living. Who do they think they are? The nobility? Of course not. They're serfs. They're slaves. They should learn to live like it. And that's, you know, it's the new feudalism is what they're trying to bring about. And, you know, that gosh darned American experiment has gone on long enough. We've got to crush it out of the world. They're actually saying that in the British press when Lincoln printed his greenbacks. They called it the American system pernicious. And if they didn't get rid of it, it would mean the end of all the monarchies. Well, I think we've outlived monarchies. I think the British people are starting to get sick and tired of theirs. And, you know, and that's what it is. It's the classic struggle of all history is the rich against the poor. And they'll wrap it in all kinds of other labels, Democrat versus Republican, right against left, communist against fascist and capitalist. It's the rich against the poor. The poor want a comfortable standard of living. The rich don't want to let them have it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of today's show after these words from our sponsors.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show here. And basically what it comes down to, virtually everything that we've discussed today, virtually the entire reason there's a mendocracy to begin with, it's all about money and money addiction. One of our chat room people put up this wonderful quote by Leo Tolstoy, who basically said that money and credit are the new forms of slavery, and that they're actually worse than the old-fashioned chains-type slavery, because it's impersonal. There's no relationship between the slaves and the masters. The masters don't feel any sympathy or concern or care for the slaves, because it's all in the computers. It's all on the bookkeeping. They don't care about, they don't see the suffering that they cause with their money addiction. And yet it's all around us. You know, all across America, right now, as I speak these words to you, people who were made homeless by the Wall Street fraudulent mortgage-backed securities are freezing to death in the winter that the global warming carbon Nazis, carbon tax people said wasn't going to happen. Wall Street money addicts took your homes to cover the forced buyback of the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, which they sold in the first place to feed their money addiction. Al Gore and his carbon credit people were trying to sell global warming because they're money addicts. They wanted money out of the thin air to fall all over themselves. Al Gore wanted to be the world's first carbon billionaire. That was his ambition. More zeros after the name. And now we're dealing with this harsh winter that nobody is prepared for, because of all the mendocracy saying, oh, this is warming. It's going to be global warming. You don't have to worry about winter anymore. Skiing's going away. Snow's going away. It's going to be wonderful. But it proves global warming, and you got to give us carbon taxes. Don't spend money on snow plows and road grit and equipment. Give it to us instead to limit carbon dioxide. And now people are dying. People are dying on ill-prepared roads, unplowed roads. People are freezing to death in homeless shelters. People are freezing to death in their cars. They're stuck in subway trains. They're on the tarmac at John F. Kennedy Airport. Because the money addicts have completely skewed the nation's priorities into taking the wealth from everybody else and putting it in the pocket of the money addicts. Like any other addicts, they do not see the destruction they're causing to their society around them. And like every other addict, they're going to keep on going, feeding their addiction, until there's an intervention. I believe an intervention is at hand. It is necessary, because the addiction of the money addicts has reached a very destructive phase. It's destructive of the nation. It's destructive of Americans. It's destructive of our standing in the world. We cannot survive rule by money addicts. We cannot survive mendocracy any longer. It is a luxury we cannot afford. And we need to start thinking, what are we going to do? I will not be ruled by lies and hoaxes and deceptions. I will have a truthful, honest government, or I will have no government at all. And I hope you will agree with me on that. All right, that's it for our show today. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on RBN. Until tomorrow, stay away from the slippery roads and Aloha America.